Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, ooh, what do you actually mean by that? And I trust that you are truly intrigued. Well, you know, let's grow together today on Motivational Mondays and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you sitting on your assets?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. I really mean that sincerely. I truly love Mondays. I look forward to engaging with you on the airwaves, and I'm always excited about what is going to be shared, with the hope that you, wherever you are, will be empowered on your journey. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that we're going to dive into today around the question that we opened with. And that question, of course, as a reminder being, and I hope it's starting to vibrate in your ears and you're giving some thought to it, are you sitting on your assets? Are you sitting on your assets? You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful, That is the feedback that you, our global listening audience, our regular listeners, have shared with us. And we encourage you, our listening audience, you know, hey, if you have not taken advantage of our on-demand library, you are missing the boat. You have missed any of our past show installments. We want you to know that archives of each show, our previous broadcasts, are always available, and the richness of what is shared each week available for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled. Did somebody say filled? Yes, it is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on the journey to win personally and professionally. So take advantage of that great resource. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's programming. So I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so into today's broadcast around today's subject. And then, if time permits, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time, you know, we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So with that said, if you don't already have your notepads, your pens, pencils sitting in front of your laptops, your tablets, your iPads, your smartphones with your notes, whatever you need to capture the jewels and gems that will be shared today, you need to grab it. And speaking of grabbing it, you need to grab someone before we jump into today's topic to join you in today's broadcast. We're asking that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, we think you get it, right? You get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. And we truly do extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is this, that we would not be able to expand our outreach without YOU. And so for that, we say a heartfelt thank you, thank you, thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to win. We're in our Shape Up series. It's time to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. Our subtopic in today's Shape Up series is get off your asset. Ooh, get off of your asset. Ooh, I love this. And, you know, I wanted to remind you of our opening question. I'm doing this with intention because I'm trusting that you're really processing around this thought that we're giving you today on Motivational Mondays. Are you sitting on your assets? Are you sitting on your assets? And I hope your mind is starting to process and you're really thinking, am I sitting on my assets? Am I? I don't know. Maybe. And so you're really processing and leaning into that question. you know, interestingly enough, when I was processing around this concept of what we're talking today, I was reminded of a story from a travel that I took of many years ago. It was probably, I believe, in 2019, if I'm not mistaken, if memory serves me correctly. It was either 2019 or 2018. And I actually had the opportunity to go to New Jersey with my mentors and the ministry in which I serve as the Global Master Trainer. Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. So went to New Jersey on assignment. We went there to do a life-changing Vertical Leap seminar. And because I was on the East Coast and I had never been to New York, I decided that I was going to plan my trip. So when we got done with our travels in New Jersey, I was driven into New York, and I stayed a few days in New York. I had a phenomenal time, actually. And it was around this September time. I was there actually September 11th, around that time, because I remember having the amazing opportunity to go to the memorial site. I remember enjoying just all of the honoring that happened in New York during this, you know, time of 9/11. And I had this great trip. And so my trip comes to a close. And I'm now, you know, preparing to leave New York and travel back to California. Well, the only child in me is spoiled. I love my nonstop flights whenever they're possible. And I'll be honest with you and I'll be transparent with you that I had a flight coming back, but it had a layover and a connection in another city. And the only child in me, you know, she was grumbling a little bit, a little spoiled one, like, rah, 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 rah. I have this layover. But what I realized from that layover is that there was purpose in this layover. So this layover that, you know, wasn't my preference by any means, because, again, I prefer a nonstop flight. This layover that wasn't my preference was in essence truly an assignment of blessing for someone else. You see, I was sitting in the airport just minding my own business, waiting for my flight, and this lady sat next to me, and while she was sitting next to me, I'm doing my thing, she's doing her thing, but while she was sitting next to me, she got a phone call. She got this phone call, and this phone call clearly was bad news. It upset her because she was on the phone, and she began to cry, actually, and my heart was going out to her. I could sense, although I wasn't aware of what the nature of the call was and what was going on personally and directly, I could get a sense that it wasn't so favorable because it caused her to cry and to weep. And so in that moment, after she hung up the line, I decided to hand her a tissue in that moment, and she saw that as a very kind gesture. And, you know, she, when she pulled herself together in that moment, she shared that she had gotten a call, and it was bad news concerning a loved one that she was trying to get to California to connect with, and you know, it was just really a struggle for her. We had a few words, nothing very significant in that moment. But one thing that I remember is that it was comforting for her that someone took the time to actually express in that moment, I care. I care, by handing her a tissue. And for me, I began to process that, wow, this was an assignment. This lady needed that moment of comfort. We get on our flight. We're on the same flight, but we're sitting in two totally different sections of the plane. We get off of the plane, and then wouldn't you know it, she and I run into each other yet again. Now we run into each other. We're at LAX. We're near the bathrooms and the terminal. And we see each other again. And in that moment, she thanked me for taking the time to care, to give her tissue, to just speak words in that moment to encourage her. And she indicated, she said, you know, there is a light about you. And I thanked her for that. I was very humbled and honored by her reflection in that moment. Then she got into greater details around the phone call. I didn't cry. She volunteered the information. And because she volunteered the information, it then caused me to ask her. And I didn't know what her positioning was at all. I just know what my position is. And so I asked her, I said, do you mind if I pray for you? And she said, oh, my gosh, I would so love it. I really appreciate that. So literally in the terminal in LAX near the bathroom, we proceeded to go into a moment of prayer around the circumstances and her call and the loved one that was pressing through some health challenges, and it wasn't looking favorable, and she was fighting to get there. And so we had that moment. We move on. Now we're going to the baggage claim, right? So we get to the baggage claim, and yet again, we run into each other. I felt like just in that moment, we were becoming besties. We kept encountering each other. And in the baggage claim area, she shared with me that she had gotten another call as she made her way down that said the person is not looking good. If you don't get here within a certain period of time, you will not be able to see them because it's likely that they would have passed on. So she's upset, but yet, and understandably so, of course, but she tells me, she said, you know, your prayer really helped me. And although I was really distraught with the first call before we even took the flight, she said, running into you again after this flight and having the opportunity to pray with you, by the time I got the next call, I had greater peace about the situation. And that was really a powerful moment for me in her sharing, because it really showed me that when we step out on our journey, our steps are ordered. Our very steps are ordered. And it's been stated that your steps are ordered. Hear what I'm saying. Your steps, S-T-E-P, your steps are ordered. Your steps are ordered. Not your seat is ordered. There's a clear, distinct difference. Not your seat is ordered, but rather your steps are ordered. You know, sitting will not give you the win. It will not give you the win. The converter comes in the steps that we take. Bring that out, because that moment with this lady and giving her what she needed, that was a process of my steps being ordered. Having the opportunity to be on the East Coast at that time, spending time in New York, getting the flight that I got that had a layover, although I didn't desire a layover. My layover, in essence, became a blessing for her. And when I process around this concept of our steps being ordered, it caused me to really dig in, because so often you will hear others say, your steps are ordered, my steps are ordered. Many, because I'm a coach, I deal with it all the time, and I'm constantly encouraging my clients to step out. yes, your steps are ordered, but not your seat is ordered. And I keep saying that and making the distinction because many would think I'm sitting down and I'm, you know, I'm trying to pursue my vision. I'm sitting in the seat trying to pursue my vision. But it's not your seat is ordered. It's stated that your steps, S-T-E-P-S, are ordered. Sitting will not give you the win. The athlete on the bench will not get the win. We have to be actively involved on the journey in process. Like as I shared with my opening story and this opportunity to be in New York on travel and the encounter with the lady in the airport on my way back, showing me my steps were ordered, that she needed me in that moment. But had I not stepped out, I would have missed that encounter, that opportunity with her for my layover to be a blessing to her. And I want us to really process around this, that we have to step into our vision. We have to step into our goals. We have to step into our dreams. We have to step into our destiny. Our seat is not going to get us there. We can't sit in our vision. We can't sit in our goals. We can't sit in our dreams. We can't sit in our destiny. We have to step into our vision, step into our goals, step into our dreams, and therefore step into our destiny. Yo, you know, those of you that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adam loves a good, what? Acronym. So our acronym today is around STEP. Because I want you to keep in your mind this process of this action word, STEP, that require us to do something. And I have to ask you, when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, what are you doing to actually convert? What are you doing to step into your vision? What are you doing to step into your goals? What are you doing to step into your dreams? What are you doing to step into your destiny? Yes, your steps are ordered. I believe that. My steps are ordered. But if I'm not stepping, and that's the key, there's nothing to convert if I'm not in motion moving. And so often we feel frustrated on our journey. We're disappointed with where we are. We're disappointed that things are not happening as quickly as we would like. We're disappointed because, you know, we're not getting the results that we want. We become disenchanted and all of that. But yet, we're sitting in our vision, our goals, our dreams, our destiny. We're not stepping. And so, first of all, we have to take ownership for where we are. You know, I often tell my clients, and I share this with you, our global listening audience, that it's so important to locate where you are. I love this quote by Shakespeare, and I reference it often, to thine own self be true. You have to be true and authentic with where are you on your journey. Where are you? Locate you. Now, in this acronym that we have for you today around your steps are ordered, and get off of your asset. Meaning, get off of your cute little or voluptuous rusty dusty. That's right. Get up off of it and move and do something in the direction. Step into your goals, your vision, your dreams, your destiny. So our acronym, STEPS, STEP, right where you are. You may need to restart. If you've already in process, great. Continue to step out. This stepping is taking a step each day, taking steps each day in the direction of your goals, your vision, your dreams, and your destiny. The daily things that you do, the daily routines that you do every day, those daily practices and disciplines, that's a part of this stepping out, this getting started. Every day we have a fresh new canvas to write our journey and to envision how we desire for it to unfold. Every day that we are fortunate to have life in our body is a new day to begin to take that canvas that is a blank canvas and paint this beautiful picture that we want to paint. If you don't like the results that you are getting, you know, it's interesting because last night I had a master's class and we were talking, someone brought up the topic of insanity. And we were talking about that insanity defined is doing the same things over and over and over and over again, and yet expecting different results. So if you don't like the results that you're getting, break the insanity. I know it's simple. It's easier said than done, but it really is. It's about making a decision to change, making a decision to do something differently. So if you have been sitting in the seat of your vision, goals, dreams, and your destiny, and you have not been stepping into your vision, goals, dreams, and destiny, your S is significant because you need to simply get started and step out. Maybe you have gotten started, but you've kind of lost focus. You've kind of, you know, moved in a different direction. Then it's a restart for you. Whatever that looks like, bottom line, you must start. So step out. Our T in our acronym of STEP is take risk. Oh, this one right here is big for most. It really is, because when you think about taking risks, that can be scary. It's like, it stretches us out of our comfort zone. And anyone that listens in at any stage on Motivational Mondays, you know I often reference the importance of stretching out of our comfort zone. We can't get away from that because principles are universal. This stretching out of our comfort zone is really all about allowing ourselves to be in position for increasing our capacity. You know, I do private mastermind groups on a subject called 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth is by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And one of the laws, which is one of my favorites in the 15 Laws of Growth, is the law of expansion. And I am starting a mastermind, a private mastermind on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth in October. So if you're interested and want to learn more about that, you can text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you're texting, simply text your name and laws of growth. Text your name and laws of growth. And I'll know that you're interested in my private mastermind on the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And so getting back to our T in our acronym of STEPS and take risk, well, the law of expansion. You see, growth always increases our capacity. And when we're looking at the law of expansion, see, the law of expansion is really about finding, quote unquote, the edges of your life. Edges, E-D-G-E-S. What are the edges of your life? And finding those edges and moving those edges out, moving those edges out. This process of the 15 invaluable laws of growth and the law of expansion, we're increasing our thinking. You know, many of us, as I often state, have thinking. We really do. We need to simply expand our thinking. But when I'm talking about expansion and taking risks, I'm saying it's simple because I want to give you things that you can do today that support you in the big picture. Because if you start growing in the habit today of taking risks on a small scale, when it comes to taking risk on a larger scale, you're already in that discipline and flow of taking risk. So what you can do right where you are is do something you've never done before. It's very simple. Something like try a new food, try a new restaurant. Of course, the foodie in me appreciates that. Go to a new city. No, you don't have to get a flight. You can simply get in the car and drive. You can take the train and go. But go and explore, discover a new city. Why? Because this is expanding. It's increasing your boundary. Again, the law of expansion is about finding the edges in your life. So if you're always staying in your little city, in your little town, you need to expand that, move your borders out. And as you stretch your borders, you now are in a position to grow, to expand. Okay, so try a new food, restaurant, go to a new city. Do something that's completely different for you, something that is uncharacteristic. Do something that is, quote, unquote, on your bucket list, which I've made a shift in the category of that, and it's now the live life list. I thank one of my crew, she's such a sweetheart, doctors out of Texas who gave this to me, Dr. Linda Holliday. She said, I call it my live life list, and I took that on because I love it, live life list. Anytime you do something that is uncharacteristic, do something that you've never done before, you're taking a risk. I don't know, it's probably been about, it's less than 2 months now, but maybe 6 weeks or so ago. Time flies so quickly, it could have been closer to 2 months. But within the past couple of months, I took a helicopter ride, something I had been wanting to do for a long time, had been on my live life list. Again, we're talking about taking a risk. And this was truly a risk because, you know, I had shared with one of my play nephews that I wanted to do a helicopter ride. And he said, oh, no, we don't do that anymore, Auntie, after Kobe Bryant. We don't do it. Nope, that's not something we do. So that fear that many people had around that is preventing them from having an experience. It was something that I know, yes, sensitive time, I'm not minimizing the whole situation, but yet it was something that, you know, I said I can't let fear prevent me from having this experience, from taking this risk. And I have to tell you, it was one of the most enjoyable things that I've been fortunate to do to date. It was really a great experience. And so when we're looking at our acronym and we're talking about today here on Motivational Mondays, we are talking about get off of your assets. You're cute. You know, the hind part. Get up off of it. Your assets. Because your steps are ordered, but it's your steps, S-T-E-P-S, that are ordered. Not your seat is ordered. Not you sitting is going to yield what you desire. You have to get up and take the steps. Giving an acronym that supports us in our conversion process so that we can step into our vision, step into our goals, dreams, and our destiny. S-T-E-P-S, our first S, we said, you have to start or restart. You got to get stimulated is the bottom line. Stimulated to move, to step out. Stimulated. Step out, start, or restart. The T is you have to take risk, and that's what we were just talking about. This taking risk is about the law of expansion. It's enabling us to expand. When we are expanding, we are growing. We're increasing our capacity. And I was giving the charge to try something new. Do something that you've never done before. Try a new food, a new restaurant, and go to a new city that you've never gone to and explore. Do something different that you've never done before that's maybe even uncharacteristic for you, like I shared. I went on a helicopter ride less than 2 months ago. I'm always trying new foods or restaurants because that's the foodie in me. All of those things are taking risk. And the more we get into the habit of taking risk, the more when it comes to doing things that are bigger and greater, we'll just do it because we are growing in that habit of taking risks. We're acquiring that mode of behavior of taking risk. Our E is execute. You know, one of the things that I love about my John Maxwell leadership team, on Mondays, we have a team huddle virtually. And one of my JMT mentors always about Monday is due day. It's due day. It's due day. And bottom line, what he is saying is, do something today. And so when we're looking at execute, we're looking at carrying out or putting into effect. What are you putting into effect in the direction of stepping out into your vision, goals, dreams, and destiny? What are you doing? Because you must execute. You must carry out. You must put into action, into effect something. Due day. Every day on your journey should be about due day. Due day represents recognizing that you have a gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. There is a gap. You recognize it. There's a gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And doing the necessary things that you need to do to close that gap. That's where this carrying out, putting into effect, the due day, every day being due day, the plans that you need to have in place, the course of action, the strategies, what does that all look like? All of this represents due day. So when you're thinking about stepping into your vision, your goals, your dreams, and your destiny, what is it that you need to execute on? Due day. Let every day be due day. Let every day be the day that you make it up in your mind. You have to make it up in your mind that you're going to be intentional, you're going to be faithful and disciplined, and you're going to carry out whatever it is, writing that book. I'm so proud of one of my mentees who sent me information today that their book is on the market and it's pre-sales. And I'm so proud of them saying, I want to write a book, and actually executing, carrying it out, doing what they needed to do, planning accordingly, having the structure that was needed, the action steps to execute, to do. And now they can say, I have a book available on Amazon in the marketplace. You know, I think about, as an example, when I had the opportunity presented to me to become a contributing author, one of 20 co-authors, empowerment coaches, to be a part of the Change book, Insight in Self-Empowerment. I'm actually in two installments of the Change book series. And I remember the first time I was shaking in my boots. I said, ooh, I don't know. I said yes, but then I was like, I don't know. Oftentimes we have to say yes. We have to simply get going. We have to get stimulated to move, to start, as we said, our S, our T, take risks. This was a risk for me. Up until this point, I was not, quote unquote, a published author at that level. I didn't have a book that I could say I was a part of, that I had written, or that I was even a contributor on. Now I have two, and that's a wonderful, beautiful thing. I share that with you so that you can look at what is it that you need to execute on? What is it that you need to, you're stimulated and you just need to start. You need to take a risk. You need to stretch out of your comfort zone, expand your borders. This project has opened me up to a whole different world, a whole different network, because I was willing to stretch out of my comfort zone and take a risk. And then I had to sit down and write the chapter that I was contributing. And so due day is about every day you're doing something to close the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You're closing the gap in that process of stepping into your vision, your goals, your dreams, and your destiny. Woo! I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what we're sharing today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And I thank you, our global listening audience, for being there. So our P in our STEPS acronym is PERSIST. This is one that oftentimes execution and persistence, I mean, each of these, taking risk and getting started, stimulated to start, all of this is something that at some stage or another, my clients have struggled with, or they are struggling with, I personally have struggled with. You know, I shared the opening story about your steps being ordered, but yet you have to be stepping it out, which is the whole building of what we're talking about today. It was associated with the travel. And I think about, had I not stretched out of my comfort zone and said, I'm going, and did what I needed to do to execute, to carry out that I'm going, to plan it, to, you know, do what was needful, get the ticket, so on and so forth, understanding that our steps are ordered, but we have to be moving, that, as I shared, what was a layover for me, but yet a blessing for someone else, I knew my steps were ordered. But if you are not stimulated to start and you're not stepping out, you're not taking risks, you're not executing, and where we are now, you're not persisting, this persistence is regardless of the no's. And the one thing I have to say about those that achieve in the entertainment industry and sales individuals and so on and so forth, there's certain industries
that you deal with a lot of no's. Oh, you hear many no's. I think off the top of my head, and forgive me if the statistics or the numbers are a little skewed, but if I'm not mistaken, I think I recall when I did a story around Colonel Sanders of KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, that he had to get 1,000 no's before he got the yes. That, in essence, is what persistence is all about. Persistence is about, regardless of the no's, regardless of the obstacles, regardless of the adversity, will you be steadfast? Oh, will you have this firmness that's unwavering as it relates to your vision, goals, your dreams, and the desire to live out your destiny? You know, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with someone earlier last week, and they really touched my heart. And they touched my heart because they were reflecting with me, saying, I remember when you said you wanted to be an executive consultant. And they said, wow, I look at how you spoke that, and you began to move in the direction of that. And now you are a sought-after executive consultant. You're successful in it. You're staying busy. You're booked and busy, as they jokingly said. And they said, you know, I have to tell you, when you first started to speak that, I was like, well, we're going to see what's going to happen. I don't know. She got some big dreams. And it really is not, on the big scheme of things, it's not the biggest dream that I have. It really isn't. But I love what they were saying, because they really did speak words of life that were edifying. And it was something that really encouraged me, because, and I'm bringing this back to persistence and my persisting, I got a lot of no's before I got yes in 2018, to become and do 2018 or 2017, I think, was the first official consulting assignment. I think it was 2018. And I got a lot of no's before that. I mean, a lot of no's. I don't know how many no's. Unlike Colonel Sanders, I wasn't counting the no's. I wasn't keeping tally of the no's. But I can say I had a lot of no's. No! Until I got the yes. But why am I saying that? I had to persist because I was clear on the vision. I had to keep that firmness that was unwavering towards the vision and my goal until, and be steadfast with it. And today I can honestly say that, yes, I am booked and busy as it relates to that aspect of what I do under the umbrella of Win International and Executive Consulting. The last in our STEP acronym, we said our S is stimulated, that we're stimulated to start, to move to the next level. We're stimulated to restart. We're stimulated. T is take risk. We're taking risk. We're stretching out of our comfort zone. We're doing something that we've never done before. We're trying something that we've never done before. Bottom line, we are allowing ourselves to stretch out of our comfort zone so that we can expand our borders. So stimulate to start, take risks, E, execute. P, persistence. S, bottom line, this is where the rubber, the road, and connects with persistence. You have to stay on course. You cannot quit. You cannot give up. You keep the momentum flowing, and you stay on course. Keep your vision before you. Keep your goals and your dreams before you. Don't lose sight of them. You know, so often people will write out all of these goals at the start of the year, New Year's resolutions and all of that. We're getting ready to do that again because we're in the last quarter of this year. And before we know it, we will be saying, Happy New Year! And I'm sure if I was to ask you, have you stayed on course with your vision, your goals, and your dreams many of you, and I don't know who's listening in today, and I'm looking forward to coming to the lines and hearing from you in just a moment. And as a matter of fact, we're going to open the lines up now. I would love your engagement. Don't be shy. This is a safe space time in our program, and we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. You have taken the time to give of this hour of time that you'll never get back, this hour of empowerment. You are here, and I would love to hear from you. Did you get any richness from today's installment of Motivational Mondays? What are your thoughts around our acronym for STEPS? As we have talked about, your steps are ordered, but not your seat, and you have to move. Steps are actions that must be taken. So, again, our lines are open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-9374. Again, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is a safe space. We love the richness of the engagement, and we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. We do have a caller, area code 310-1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Good evening, Coach Adams. This is Lovely giving a call, and I so enjoyed your show, your presentation, as always. I love the fact that you use these acronyms, and with STEP, it brings us back full circle. It makes it quite easy for the layperson to understand what you're saying. If we skip out on something, all we have to do is go back to that step. And it helps to just pull out each and every step that we are to take in the process. So I thank you for it. Starting, restarting, and executing and all of that. So I just wanted to thank you again for a wonderful show and for using those acronyms. It makes it a lot easier to comprehend and to put into execution. So thank you.
Thank you, Lovely. I appreciate you being a faithful partner with Motivational Mondays, you know, a part of our global listening audience tuning in regularly. I would love to know, if you don't mind me asking, and I often will ask this question, out of the information that was shared, which area stood out the most for you? Or what was your biggest takeaway?
Wow, that's a great question, because everything really stands out to me. But I would say that first S, and that's because sometimes we do get off course or life issues come up, and we think, or at least I can say for myself, I would think, oh, man, darn, I missed it. You know, I missed that. I missed the opportunity. I missed that window of opportunity, but like you said, we can restart right where we are. And so that's encouraging because it's, as you said, we need to step out each and every day. So if something comes up, there's always tomorrow or there's always the next hour. We can restart. We can make sure that we're stepping into those dreams, goals, visions, and destinies and being stimulated to start again. So that really stands out.
Thank you, Lovely. You've truly added to the richness that was shared today, and I thank you for tuning in. Again, our lines are open. We do have a few moments. If there's anyone else, I would love to hear from you as well. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is a safe space. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Feel free to jump in. As you can tell from our interaction with Lovely, it always adds to the richness to hear from you, our global listening audience, so don't hesitate to chime right on in. But I love what Lovely said when it came to And it's so interesting because literally I updated my map to a new reality with my S. I don't know if you've all heard that. I said that we must stay stimulated. That's what that S is now. But that stimulation of staying stimulated means I need to stimulate to start. I need to stimulate to restart, to step out. So stay stimulated. And the reason why, as I was speaking, I felt that that was a better way to categorize that first S is because oftentimes some of us have already started, but we have to stay stimulated, and that stimulation will keep us moving and stepping out, as Lovely stated and reminded us, of those daily actions that we're going to do each day. Love it, love it, love it, and thank you so much for chiming in. So as we continue, this last S of staying on course is so key because so often when things don't happen as rapidly as we would like, we throw in the towel, we go to the next big thing, we are moving on and losing focus, but the key is to keep the momentum and stay on course. But the question is, what am I staying on course with? Well, you're staying on course with a vision that has been given to you. You see, I believe that each and every one of us have been created for a specific purpose. And that purpose is coded within our DNA, our very fiber and fabric of who we are. It's ingrained in us. And we have to unlock that. But when you're clear on your vision, you will stay on course. You will keep the momentum. And I thank you again, Lovely, for chiming in. And I want us to be aware of this. You know, my heart is to truly, and I'm committed to assisting individuals on their professional growth journey. And I do that through my powerful gift of empowerment, the tools that I have, my full circle of empowerment. You heard me mention one-on-one coaching. You heard me mention my mastermind, but I also have group coaching. You heard executive consulting. You know, every Monday, we're right here on Motivational Mondays. And so as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, because we're right at that time frame, I want to share this with you. And I want you to really lean in because regardless of what you may be dealing with and processing through, it doesn't matter what you may be dealing with. The reality is we're all processing through something. If it's mental health challenges, physical challenges, financial challenges, whatever it may be, we're all processing through, and we can do one of two things. We can allow those things to prevent us from stepping into our dreams, visions, goals, and our destiny. We can sit in those things and lose focus, or we can make the decision that I will not lose focus and I will fight for my vision. I will fight for my goals, my dreams, and I want to live my destiny. And I would love to be on the journey with you if you would like to partner with Coach Adams in any of the areas that were mentioned. Again, you can call or text 310-289-2101. If you want different results in your life, as we talked about earlier, insanity, you have to be willing to do something differently to get greater results, to achieve your goals, to work your vision, your dreams, and to live out your destiny. You have to do things differently. And one-on-one coaching may be the very thing that you need, whatever that looks like for you. Support is available. If you didn't ask a question today, we can still continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome, and we invite you to be a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Just simply say, hey, if you're not already a member, I want to be a part of the group. You can leave comments. You can leave show recommendations. show guest, whatever that may be, we can continue the dialogue and the conversation. But for now, we do need to bring things to a close, and I encourage you to set your timer and reminder every week so that you can jumpstart your week motivated and empowered with tools and resources that will support you in having that win. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. This is Coach Adams, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. I coach and you win. I thank you so much for tuning in.